were off at the beginning of the year, and they've done nothing but work and work and work and work and work. And you know, so this is really, you know, a good moment for Stuart Haas Racing in general. And I think, you know, that's something to be proud of. So, you know, it's not, sometimes it's not about wins or losses. It's really just how you're running. And we've run well the last 3 weeks at the 750 tracks. And, you know, it's just, you can't force those things. I mean, you know, just all in how you look at it, I guess. And you know, I think for us, we want to lead laps and win races. So, you know, that's still the ultimate goal. You know, and I think as you look at the, you know, the polls are great, but in the end, you do want to win, and that's why you're here. But when you can't, and you know, you think that you're off, being able to scrape, you know, decent finishes out of weekends is also important too, because you're not always going to have the fastest car. And you know, I think as you know, if you're comparing it to last year, you can compare every year of my career to that and say that it was worse, because it was. So you know, it's every year's a little bit different and has a little bit different look to it, and you know, this one's just shaping up to whatever it'll look like when we get done.
Randy.
Hey, Kevin. Randy Kovitz, yep. Kansas City Star. Your fifth pole here. You've won twice from the pole here, and you talked about leading laps. You've led the most laps here. So how comfortable does all this mean, you know, going into tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, this has just been a really good racetrack for us, you know, since they've redone it. And you know, since I've come to, you know, while I was at RCR, this was probably our best racetrack, you know, if not our second best racetrack. And you know, coming here to SHR and having success that we've had here, we feel like we've lost more than we should have at this particular racetrack for one reason or another. But we've also had, you know, good success here, whether it's poles or wins. And it's just a place that fits, you know, a lot of the things that I like to do in the car and, you know, they like to put in the car, and it's just been a happy spot for us. And you just have to take advantage of those places and you know, try to get a good result out of those places that you think you should.
Briar Star, Speedway Media. So how do you feel the race is going to be tomorrow night? Is it going to be single file all throughout, or do you think there's going to be some pack racing and kind of more entertaining?
You know, I think it's going to be very similar to Texas. I think you're going to see some wild restarts. I think you're going to, you know, see guys, you know, when they have to check up, you're going to get the swarm of cars and that catch you. You know, I think for, you know, for us, you know, the closing rate has been very good on, you know, when you catch a draft off a car. So I don't think it's going to be a, you know, one big pack. You know, you're going to see that for, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 laps on a restart, like you did at Texas, because you do have multiple lanes here. But you know, I think as you run through the night, I think you're going to see some tire strategy. I don't think the tire fall is going to be near as bad as it has been in the past. I think there's still going to be some there, but you know, we hadn't seen a lot today, and it's going to be cooler tomorrow night. So you know, I think the exact style of race, it's going to be hard to tell you, because the conditions are going to be. They're going to be different when it's dark. Huh? I'm not it. I didn't predict it. I didn't predict it there.
Then back to
Jeff Gluck AF.
Oh.
I saw it. Jerry Jordan. I thought that was creative.
Kicking the tires on it. We know you're an advocate of swapping the schedule around. And next week we have the All-Star race. Can you talk about the importance of that race, but whether is it important enough to stay in Charlotte, or would you like to see that one of the first things moved to make it more accessible to fans?
Yeah, I think it needs to be more accessible to the fans. You know, I think there's a number of places that you could move it around to. I really think it would be, you know, a great piece of NASCAR racing that you could use to kind of help build back the short track system. You could take that race to a number of short tracks across the country and combine it with a truck race and some K&N races, late model races, and you know, you go to the Nashville Fairgrounds or Irwindale Speedway or racetracks like that. There's no rules that you're going to have to make up. You're just going to have a good race, and you're going to have, you know, as many people as you want in the grandstands, as many grandstands as you can put up. But it's also a great way to spotlight a short track, build some enthusiasm in a market, and put some money in the infrastructure of a short track that may need it to keep going, to give it a staple type facility that can race in that region. So there's a number of different ways you could look at it. I mean, you could go to ORP during the week of the Indy 500, race on a Wednesday night at ORP, and I bet you'd have plenty of people there.
Go back.
I think you could get really creative with it. I love Charlotte, but I think in the end, Charlotte's got three races, and that in this day and age, I think that's too many.
Go back to Pat.
Pat DeCola, NASCAR.com. I was going to ask if your qualifying lap was lit AF, but
yeah.
I guess now just talk about the paint scheme and how important that is to kind of branch out to different fans.
Yeah, I think as you look at next week, they've made the tweet, and I didn't really pay attention to it. Sometimes they're pretty edgy on their things that they say on Twitter, and so I didn't really think anything of it. And then I saw all the plans and paint schemes. Let me take that back. I didn't see all the paint schemes. I saw all the plans. Obviously, I didn't see that paint scheme. But I thought that the plan was, that particular plan was fun, just because it's just interaction, right? And, it's just kind of poking fun at yourself. And in the end, I mean, I had to look up and see. I don't even really know what yeet means. It says skirt on the skirts with no I. I think that's not proper spelling. It's got three R's. So I can kind of relate to squad goals. I don't really know what the frog and the T means. Yeah. So, but in the end, it's something that I believe is, a lot of fun. And really, that's the perfect event to put that at, and kind of create some interaction. They've had great interaction with it. And I mean, for God's sakes, we got Jeff to change his name, and there'll be some great merchandise, some great Bush AF merchandise to go along with it. So you guys will all have to have one of those, right? But it's fun. And, I've learned that sometimes it's more fun poking fun at yourself because you don't know what something is. And that's one of those situations. So it is the ugliest race car I've ever seen, though. Yeah. But I think that's part of what makes it great, right? And who knew there was a color, millennial pink? It's an actual color. Wow. It's not the prettiest pink.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Speaking of the All-Star Race, have you seen the car with the updates as far as the radiator ducts coming through the hood?
I have not seen the car. I've seen all the drawings. The guys tell me that the duct and everything fits in there well. These cars are really, really sensitive currently with this particular splitter to the height of the ground, and if that improves the sensitivity to the splitter height and the cars lose less downforce because of where the car runs on the racetrack behind each other, I'm a fan. When they're losing 400, 500, 600 pounds of downforce when you get behind somebody, and at Texas we had a situation to where the splitter was just at a weird height and the car vibrated and bounced so bad you couldn't drive it. So those are the types of things that you don't really know, but air is a strange thing. So the radiator duct is really for underhood temperatures to keep the underhood temps are just make the engine guys a little bit nervous with all the wires and things that are underneath the hood. So if it accomplishes what it accomplishes, I think everybody will be fine with that. But the splitter is the part that I'm excited about. It just keeps the sensitivity to the height of the splitter less sensitive. So, like when you get behind a car right now, the car raises up. So if it raises up, a couple hundred thousandths of an inch, it's going to lose 300 or 400 pounds of downforce, or not. The whole car is going to lose hundreds of pounds of downforce because of the car coming up off the racetrack.
Yes, Josh Farmer, Crash.net. Kevin, to talk about how you and your teammates manage that inter-team competition, especially when you guys qualify 1, 2, 3, 4 like this.
Yeah, and just to clarify that, Bob, it's not all the splitter that loses. That's not all of the downforce loss. It's not just the splitter. The inter-team competition, mm-hmm. It's hard to get a word in because Clint talks so much, so a lot of times it's difficult to understand if we're actually talking trash to each other, because most of the time Eric and myself and Daniel just kind of look at him and wonder what he's talking about. But you know, it's a good group of guys to have together, just because, you know, I feel like we all work together well. You know, obviously Clint and I have been around for a long time around each other. You know, Daniel's new, but, you know, very easy to get along with, and Eric could get along with anybody. So, you know, most of the time it's just me being a pain in the butt, more than anybody else. But, you know, everybody's competitive, but everybody's helpful. And, you know, that I think today is a classic example of having four good teams and the progression rate. And you look at, you know, how we got to this point and the things that were tried at Texas and throughout the, you know, the other racetracks, and you can't do that with one or two cars. You have to have four cars that are running well. You have to have four guys that are willing to be somewhat similar to the thought process, and that's really where we are, you know, as an organization, and I think that showed up last year as well with the way that the cars ran. You know, I think as you look at it, our lives are much different just because of the fact that we both have kids, and you know, it's hard to find time to do things that we used to do. One, we probably would be in more trouble nowadays than we were in those days. And two, we just, you know, you just don't have time. You know, when I have free time, I want to spend it with my kids, not out, you know, doing whatever. So it's, you know, you have to, you know, we go to work, and we know what we have to do, and then it's Keelan's schedule and his baseball games and the things that he does, and so we just both wind up busy.
Anything else for Kevin? Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.